claims.
Right.
The city attorney general.
This morning.
Yeah, this morning, and fire, they say, well, why couldn't they do it earlier?
No, it's natural not to do it earlier.
Well, they, because basically the doctor didn't find it till 9 o'clock.
Well, you have that, then you have to, when a man like Jared Hoover dies, you have to notify the top before the meeting.
We have to notify our city.
Figures, other, you know, the president.
And I heard it, shortly after 9 o'clock this morning. I can say shortly after 9 o'clock. The doctor didn't know till 9 o'clock, so he is.
He was sound at 8:30, I guess, by the May, and then they had to get the doctor there. It wasn't a delay.
Sure, well, they didn't know what the hell it was.
Thanks.
Shortly after.
There'll be no questions.
It's early this morning, I'm surprised.
Your statement went very well.
Put it to the sun today.
You were on the wire 3 minutes after the announcement, so it worked just fine.
The thing I want to push is the vicious criticism by character assassination, they submitted to. Well, that was.
You did.
That came through.
Sure did.
This flag of the FBI, that isn't in my written statement. The oral is a little different.
The oral is more important than the written.
The oral is, the written is, began important when we worked on something.
The oral on that one will go far.
Far what?
And long.
They'll carry it, and they'll write it, how much they cut out of that oral.
They'll carry all of it.
It wasn't too long, I don't think there was more than a couple of minutes.
I think they'll carry that whole thing at some time. You see, I didn't realize he has no family at all.
None. I don't think he's got a brother or a sister.
He doesn't, or he has some. There's apparently some, he's the FBI agent. There's some distant cousin type people.
They have.
But they have, yeah, that's right, he had no kind of. The only instructions he's left is that he wants to be buried with his mother and father. And they're in some nondescript cemetery here in the Washington area someplace. There's an old rundown.
Now, are they working on this business of the, well, I think we should bring Harlan, if he doesn't have any question on that. I think we'll just decide that. It's just a whole teller of him that the president's designated to be buried in Harlan. If I got put out there and put a torch up for him.
Put him with the Kennedys?
Sir, put him right out there at Harlan, and that's where he belongs. Goddamn right, he should be in Harlan.
Just put him at the other end, then.
At the National Cemetery.
Last thing he wants is to be anywhere near Bobby Kennedy.
Yeah, but how about that Arlington? I think he should be in Arlington. I mean, he has that sort of request is not one that has to be honored, you know, where a man should be buried in the cemetery front down or something like that.
Actually, we could move his parents to Arlington.
Yeah, put him to Arlington.
A family sponsor.
Mm-hmm. All right.
What he specifies, he wanted to be buried with his parents. He could meet that request.
But I think he should be buried at Arlington. Now, have they given any thought to the memorial service? Has anybody got any?
Well, who's working on the damn thing? We don't have anybody here. Have
they got a hold of Tolson yet?
Yeah.
What's Tolson say?
This is all Tolson, the one who said he about the burial thing. And he said he wanted, he said, I know he didn't want any ceremonies.
Nobody wants any
ceremonies. But see, he doesn't have that option.
Nobody ever wants a ceremony, but you got to get Hoover going. We're going to have a hell of a ceremony for him. Did he go to any church? I don't think he went to church. Take bad thinking the ceremony, where could it be? Surely. FBI. That's not the place for it.
No, it shouldn't be up at the Capitol.
Capitol, hell no, not a bunch of shit asses. Is there any place you could do it at the White House? You don't want it at the Kennedy Center.
No.
He's a great favorite of Catholic clergy, you know, something.
Well, the obvious place to do it is the National Cathedral.
That's what I was pointing to my mind.
That, because it is the National Cathedral.
National Cathedral.
God, they hated the goddamn son of a bitch out there, you know. That.
Well, don't have him do it.
I will not have him do it.
Do it at the National Cathedral, but have a Catholic cardinal come down and do the service.
And the large.
See, the cathedral is non-denominational.
See, the thing about that fellow out there, though, is he's one of Hoover's most vicious critics.
Dean Sayre?
Oh, hell yes. He's a left-wing son of a bitch.
I know he's left-wing, I didn't know.
But the National Cathedral is better than Dean Sayre.
Yeah, well, they
it might be that, you know, service to God. He's not a church guy, he needs to go to church.
Yeah. It was having come in my office. I think that's what I want to do, was to make it, by God, an actual memorial. I mean, people will turn off for this man.
Yeah.
But you think so? All right, but we're in a good weather period now. All right, do it on and do it outside service. But if not a religious man, why not phony it up with the church?
Yeah.
Why not do it at Arlington? You will be buried at Arlington and have a service there. Could we do that?
I don't know why not.
I don't want it at the Congress.
They have the amphitheater at Arlington.
Behind the Unknown Soldiers.
Yeah. There's an amphitheater.
Right.
You could have that and have people overflowing onto the lawns of Arlington and have the service.
Yes, they did dolls out there.
Have the service in that little amphitheater, which is a beautiful little place for, you know, the dignitaries to gather.
You get Colson to call, tell him that I, Clyde Colson, and tell him that I think we ought to do it at Arlington. And, he can welcome to come in. Incidentally, I would rather not have a Colson meeting today. You know, I can't get out of the radio thing, but I'd rather not go do that today. It's at 3 o'clock. He won't mind. I'll do it when I'm on. Okay, you've got a good idea of putting the amphitheater at Arlington. Well, the only thing is, I just like to know that
you don't want to set it miles from it because you're not going to get the kind of.
Yeah, that's right.
Terminus.
Okay, you work on that and let me know.
I have a message from Henry. They finished their meeting very early, very short. Meeting least productive on record. Other side would not go beyond position already on public record for many months. Refused to discuss end of offensive or return to status quo ante or separation of military and political issues. Insisted on final troop withdrawal date and overthrow of Kiev. And he had informed Bunker to tell Kiev right away. Bunker should tell Pugh that under circumstances, Porter will almost certainly refuse to attend a plenary after Thursday. Henry's talked to Porter, so I think Porter will probably walk out on this Thursday and then refuse to meet the following week. With respect to PR, it seems to me unwise to announce private meeting on Wednesday, raising public expectations of breakthrough, and then walk out of the plenary on Thursday. I have therefore agreed with the other side that there will be no formal announcement. I have arranged with Porter wrapping it into his statement on Thursday.
And he has not agreed any further private meetings, Henry has not.
It doesn't appear that he has, or he didn't address that in his message. He said weekend plans should go, of course. And he'll be back here at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, looks like it's good. Our viewers and my expectations would be there. Yes. Henry said he thought they'd come with something. Not on their own offensive.
No. When they're making.
No.
Making
and that shows again the goddamn rains. Either didn't try or had nothing. What do you think?
Well, my view is sure that
the Russians aren't going to help.
They're not going to help the goddamn.
Isn't that what you felt all along?
All along.
See, that's been my view. That's why I was so bearish on. Henry's trip to Moscow, Henry, despite what he really felt, that, well, now we got them coming, and now they've got their attention, you know, and now they're going to do something, and so forth.
Why the hell should they?
I think we've got to take a hard look at canceling the summit right now. What do you think?
Well, I think we have to rack them and rack them good and see what the reaction is after the 2-day strike. I don't think they'll cancel it based on this, especially in light of this. No, and then I think if they don't, then we make an assessment of what it's going to take militarily on continual on more slaps up there.
Why do you feel that we shouldn't really impose blockade?
No, my view is, sir, I don't discount the blockade, but I think...
You see, assuming you're going to break it off and the Russians at all, the blockade doesn't...
Oh, if you're going, if you decide to cancel the summit...
Yeah.
And to go the limit on this thing, in terms of a confrontation, then that's fine. That's one thing. You could announce both at the same time.
Right.
Or announce one and do the other concurrently. But I think there's a good chance, with the kind of bombing that we're going to do in there, that we may get that port closed without that kind of direct confrontation with them. That you can only assess after we see what happens. We can't bomb their ships, obviously, but we can come pretty close to making that a scary place for them to be. We'll see what they do. On the other hand, after assessing that, we may want to mine it. We may even want to let the South Vietnamese do it. After all, they're mining all over the Mekong River and everything else, and there are U.S. ships and friendly ships that are being menaced by that kind of activity. Yes, sir.
It's kind of shocking. See, Richards, Al always had the theory that the Russians would help us, you know, because there's something, you know. But I have the uneasy feeling, despite what he says, and I'm sure he was pretty tough and everything, that they still come away with the feeling that, by God, that they got him rid of Moscow and served there. So that's why I was, and I frankly didn't, I got half a load. I didn't want to go out and not assault them myself. I think I was very right not to do that myself.
Sure.
Don't you think so?
Yes, sir.
And I just didn't, and we played it in a lower key way, as you know. We didn't say that it's all a big thing and so forth. We just sent him back with new instructions. But my point is that my assessment of the comments is different from Henry's. I do not believe they ever react to anything unless there's very, very powerful incentives. I don't think the incentive is powerful enough now. I think they see these sons of bitches succeed.
That's right. And that's the incentive. And that incentive in the short term.
That is why Henry was wrong in not wanting to strike before he went. You don't agree with that? See my point? I think for Henry's meeting to be any success at all, we had to hit the sons of bitches before we went. Now, I know what he would say. He'd say, well, then that would have risked the meeting. Point is, he went there empty-handed.
He had no cards to play at all,
no cards,
short of a collapse.
Huh?
Short of a collapse, and they didn't even give him a chance to do that. Admiral Moore and Rush are sorting out the timing on the B-52s, and the strike for Friday probably will take place Friday afternoon our time. The first would be, and that would be very early morning Saturday time with B-52s, the first wave. I told them to get very heavy on the B-52s to tell Abrams right now that, by God, he's going to have to count on losing those assets. We've got the fifth carrier out there now and online. And the sixth will be there next week. It's just going to be a case of pointer to these bastards.
I think so. And from what you said this morning, sure, the military situation isn't all that criminal. We just keep going. I mean, they can't maintain it too. You know, they've got they can't take 22,000 wounded. You don't think that's a big story, do you?
Well, I.
You see, right now, you can see what a jackass position we would have been in over the week. You know, when I was in Texas, they asked if they got the standard to repair something. And some of our people, basically, the sort of PR offices, the
you turned what could have been a very, very difficult situation that the peaceniks have already tried to start. Cal, quoting this meat-cutting son of a bitch, who says Henry bought a coalition government. That was on the news last
night.
There's a labor union guy who was in Hanoi and came back and saw Henry and then went out and said that Henry told him he was in favor of coalition government, which is absolutely bullshit.
And also they're all saying that Henry's taking a
softer line.
You think the press is putting that out? Or
yes. No, I think...
Henry's not taking that line.
I think there's a conscious effort by peace groups in the press and probably over the state to try to get a split going like they did in 68 in the administration with hard line, soft line. It worked in 68 with Clifford and
well, and Kurt Johnson cave.
That's right.
But you see, when I was in Dallas, I took an even stronger line. I mean, in San Antonio than I have in Congress place, which I did deliberately.
Well, I think it's a damn good thing you did because it just turned that here on Monday and today. Otherwise, we'd have been, if you'd taken us offline, we'd have been up in the kind of story that would drive Chew up the wall. And
I wonder if a personal note from each of you, could you back channel on to him?
Yes, sir.
Saying that I wanted to know that I know this is a trying time. It's a very trying time. You and for your very exhaustive means to forces. Please inform your. You can be assured our continued support of South Vietnam. Greatest defense of its country against this massive communist invasion. What will determine the battle now is the will and spirit of the South Vietnamese people. The enemy cannot win unless they bring the spirit of the free people of South Vietnam. See, I am confident that you will provide the leadership which will maintain that the spirit necessary for necessary for the survival of South Vietnam as an independent country. I think that's a good thing to get out.
We'll put that in, let him deliver the outcome of the thing, give a person level for me. I think it'd be very good.
Yeah. Okay, bye.
I just wanted to check one thing. State called and indicated that we should put something out on the coalition government. That's the material of the meeting.
That's right. To deny it, flat coal.
There's nothing beyond that.
No, but it has to be done right away. So
it's a total fabrication.
I just didn't know how. You want Jerry to do it, not me.
Well, I want it done early.
That's what I'm going to check.
They say it's a total fabrication. It's out of the whole cloth.